USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden tried to boost U.S. confidence for coronavirus vaccines. He visited a Pfizer production facility in Michigan. He says it's essential that people get the shots and not shy away.
I can't give you a date when this crisis will end, but I can tell you we're doing everything possible to have that day come sooner rather than later.
There's been a key change to the U.S. immigration policy. The government has released 25 asylum seekers who had been held on the Mexican side of the California border with notices to appear in court. This finally ends their long wait in Mexico. The group was first tested for COVID-19 and is now quarantining in hotel rooms. This is a big departure from the Trump policy of keeping them out of the country. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. Energizehealth.com.
One state is working on a way it can impeach its governor. With more, here's USA's Lance Pry.
Unlike 18 other states in the nation, there is no recall system for voters in New York State to remove an elected official. The power to remove an elected official rests solely with the governor. There is no provision of New York state law that would authorize a city or local government recall. So, Thursday, State Assembly Republicans are moving to form an impeachment commission to gather facts and evidence surrounding Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's handling and cover-up of the COVID-19 crisis in nursing homes. The Assembly Republican Conference next week will introduce a bill to create a bipartisan panel and take action if necessary. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Electricity has finally been restored to millions of people in Texas after a winter storm knocked out the power. Utility crews are working to repair broken water lines. Also, there's power outages in Louisiana and Mississippi. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A congressman from Texas believes getting kids back to in-person learning should be a priority. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
President Biden appears to be in a political firestorm over how and when to get more schools open during the coronavirus pandemic. Teachers' unions have said they support reopening schools once officials are able to make the building safer. Republican congressman from Texas, Ronnie Jackson, believes children need to be back in the classrooms.
The teachers are, they operate in one of the safest working environments out there in the workforce right now. We've proven in multiple studies recently that kids are not getting this virus. If they get this virus, they don't get sick from it. And if they get sick from it, they're not passing it to each other, and they're not passing it to teachers and to adults.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. State departments of education already have between $53 billion and $63 billion in unspent federal funds from the two relief packages passed by Congress last year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Kim Kardashian has filed for divorce from Kanye West. TMZ reports that Kardashian is seeking joint custody of their four children, North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm. Both are abiding by a prenuptial agreement. Kim's reality series, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, ends its 20th season this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.